Bangkok shutdown. Government reform meet ends on flat note. Prime Minister's resignation would end crisis, says Thirupat. The government's reform forum ended without a conclusion on Thursday, with the chairman of the Political Development Council recommending the caretaker prime minister resign immediately. The Prime Minister's office and the National Economic and Social Development Board, or NESDB, held the forum at the Royal Thai Air Force head office in Bangkok. 28 organizations were invited. Most participants represented the private sector, and others included activists, academics, and some caretaker ministers. Caretaker Prime Minister and Defense Minister Yingluck Shinawatra chaired the session, which lasted 3.5 hours. Thirupat Serirangsan, chairman of the Political Development Council, told the forum the political crisis did not stem from a conflict between political parties, but from a conflict between the government and the people. He does not think an election on February 2nd will solve the political crisis, and it should be postponed. Mr. Thirupat said the Prime Minister is duty-bound to solve national problems. If she fails to do so, she loses her legitimacy to stay in office. The Prime Minister's resistance to calls for her to resign will only prolong the problems, he said. Her immediate resignation, by contrast, would ease the conflict. He said one of the main problems is divisions among Thais, and if the caretaker government resigned, they could avert a possible civil war. Although the Constitution does not cover the Prime Minister's resignation under this circumstance, Mr. Thirupat said individuals have the right to resign even if they might feel duty-bound to stay on. In answer to Mr. Thirupat's calls, Ms. Yingluck said her government had two choices to take responsibility: resign or dissolve parliament. It chose the House dissolution so there would be a fresh election and the people could have their say. Today, there is no prime minister. There is only a prime minister who must carry out her duties according to the law, Ms. Yingluck said. I don't want to stay and cause conflicts, but I am staying to safeguard the rules and to hand over this democracy to anyone that comes in through constitutional means after the next election, she told the forum. Mr. Thirupat also proposed that the People's Democratic Reform Committee should not monopolize the national reform process and end its protests as soon as the government resigns and postpones the polls. Wichai Sarasakorn, deputy chairman of the Board of Trade of Thailand, proposed a national reform organization be formed before the next election, the polling date be rescheduled, and parties promise the next government stay in office for 1 year to carry out national reform on a participatory basis. The areas of national reform that are generally accepted, such as corruption suppression, can be implemented right away, while disputed areas of reform should undergo a referendum, he said. Caretaker Education Minister Chatron Chaisen said political parties should make the promise that the next government would work mainly on national reform, but he argued the next government must result from a general election. Ms. Yingluck said the forum was just the beginning of a national reform process, and she would like such forums to finally come up with a clear master plan for national reform. She said the national reform forums were tough tasks, but she wanted them to continue so the public could have their say.